Did you ever dream that you were able to fly? I used to dream that since I was a little kid. I dream I was still in the backyard of my house where I grew up, 117 Forest Avenue, Paramus, New Jersey, 3 miles south of here. I would walk fast past our screened-in back porch and zinnias and somehow build up momentum until I could lift up my feet in front of me and off the ground. I'd start moving forward and I'd be actually flying. Shovel the snow out of the driveway and over the sides, but that's not the dream. The dream was that I could get sometimes even higher, up to the tops of the smaller trees in our front yard, and occasionally I could maneuver over the tops of the tall trees in our backyard. It wasn't so much that I was flying as somehow pushing myself forward through the air with accumulated momentum. The highest I ever got was approximately 40 feet, I think. Now, if you'd please turn to page 6 in your program, if you haven't already done so, you'll see some small black and white reproductions of paintings by Marc Chagall. Marc Chagall made a lot of paintings of people flying, and I love that. Like number one, The Birthday, where he's flying and bending over backwards to kiss his wife Bella, who's holding a bouquet of flowers. Two, The Promenade, where he's holding onto Bella's hand as she flies like a kite in the air. Or like number three, Lovers Above the Town, where he and Bella both glide over their hometown of Vitebsk. See number four, White Crucifixion, where the elders float above the Holocaust with gaping horror. like number 5, the ceiling of the Paris Opera House, really too small to see here, where everybody is up on the ceiling because they're dancing and singing with angels. Lately, I haven't dreamt about flying in the backyard of 117 Forest Avenue, Paramus, New Jersey. Maybe that's because I'm really growing up. Or maybe that's because I'm really starting to fly.